Good afternoon. Light rain overspread most of interior New York and New England during the morning hours, and it continues to rain lightly but steadily here, and we'll continue to see more precipitation as we head through the second half of the day. Some bursts of rain or even rumbles of thunder are possible as upper-level energy interacts with the moisture that's streaming in from the south and west. With the extensive cloud cover and precipitation, temperatures have been held on the cooler side and still may only rise a few more degrees during the day. That will put us in the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs. Low pressure is working its way in our direction from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. It'll continue to move through the region tonight, and it will continue to rain during the nighttime hours. Milder air will begin to flow in after dark tonight, and that will lead to the chance of a few more thunderstorms and heavier bursts of rain. Otherwise, cloudy and showery with areas of fog and temperatures staying in the lower 60s. From there, we'll see the precipitation become more scattered on Tuesday. Behind the system, we'll have plenty of leftover showers on Tuesday morning and into the afternoon. And as temperatures reach into the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs, a few thunderstorms are possible once again. The system will clear through the region on Wednesday and will start to dry things out. High temperatures will bounce back up toward the 80-degree mark with a mix of sun and clouds. The same front that is producing the rain today will stall out just to our south for the middle and latter portion of the week. We should remain dry with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, but with the front dying out and stalling nearby, we do run the risk of an occasional shower here or there, or at least some cloudy periods. Either way, it looks like it'll stay mild to warm with high temperatures for the end of the week and the weekend in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the low pressure center that was once Tropical Depression Gordon has been absorbed into a front and become extra tropical. Regardless, deep tropical moisture will continue to intersect this system and produce heavy rain and the threat for significant flooding across the upper Ohio Valley, lower Great Lakes, and northern Appalachians. Flood watches and warnings are out for a large area from the southern tier of New York all the way through Pennsylvania, the northern Appalachians, and into the Ohio Valley out to Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Florence, located about 580 miles south-southeast of Bermuda and moving toward the west at 13 miles per hour. A west-northwestward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. A turn toward the northwest is forecast to occur late Wednesday night. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas Tuesday and Wednesday and approach the coast of South Carolina or North Carolina on Thursday. Satellite imagery indicates that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 115 miles per hour with higher gusts. Florence is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Further strengthening is anticipated, and Florence is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane through Thursday. There is an increasing risk of two life-threatening impacts from Florence: storm surge at the coast and freshwater flooding from a prolonged heavy rain event inland. While it's too soon to determine the exact timing, location, and magnitude of these impacts, the highest risk appears from South Carolina to the mid-Atlantic states. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricanes Helene and Isaac in the open waters of the eastern tropical Atlantic, Hurricane Olivia, which will approach Hawaii this week, and Typhoon Mangkhut, which could pass over the islands of Guam today. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-70s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with rain moving in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75. The average low, 54. The record high, 96, set in 1931. And the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain moving in today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain tonight, heavy at times in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, areas of fog, lows around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, areas of fog, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 60s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, areas of fog, lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms possible, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Wednesday. Chance of a shower Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs all 3 days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.